Hello, Audio Boo. All one word here. It's Thursday, the 23rd of October. It's 20 to 4 in the afternoon. That's 15:40 in 24 hours speak. I'm out with Tamara. It's her first day off on half term. And out with Molly. We've just come out to get some fresh air. It's quite warm. I'm wearing my down jacket. And tomorrow's giving me some information. And what is the information you're giving me? Work starts here on the 10th of the 11th, 14, for 3 weeks. Colas apologises for any inconvenience and delays. I wonder what they're going to do. It's a sign underneath. So, we're overcast. We're very cloudy. It's been dark today, eh?
I don't think...
I'm over here, can't hear you. What?
I don't think this road means working.
Well, I mean, there are other roads in Wiltshire that require attention more than this, but it might not be for that necessarily. It could be fencing, it could be landscaping. Where?
What?
What, like, changing of the land. You know, moreover, it's trees. Cutting trees down. It could be, I don't know. It's not as cold as I thought it was going to be. Do you know something? I've got a bit of sciatica down my right-hand bum cheek here. From the small of my back. That curbstone needs doing. Yeah, you're right. I've been typing a letter for the last couple of hours with a number of children in the background. Moll, come here! You dirty midden. Now we're going to have to go back to the poo bin. Oh, she might not have gone, actually. Uh-huh. A hidden fence, or just a fence that you can't normally see. One of the problems with having a dog. Oh. She has not gone to the toilet on the path. She hasn't gone. Well, she was thingy in a poo, but she's not. She hasn't gone. No. It's because your mum took her out running this morning. Oh, this is what they're going to do, look. They've marked the ground here. And here. This is what they're going to be doing. Oh, there you go, yeah. So, yeah, it's not as cold as you think it might be. I don't know what temperature it is. I'm going to hazard a guess to say it's about 13 degrees or so. That's a guess. But why don't I just look to see what the temperature says it is on the internet. On the internet. So we're tracking this little dog walk live on shareyouradventure.com with the use of the ViewRanger app. Which I think is probably the best map for mapping and other features. Here's a man driving his car. 15 degrees and rising. And here what?
They're going to work.
Yes. I think they've probably closed the majority of this bit of road off.
And here?
In fact, all of it, yeah. Yeah, they've marked the road. Yeah, they're going to resurface the road. Well, actually, they're going to patch certain areas, it says. 60mm patch, which means they're going to put a 60mm patch. That's a bit silly. They're going to dig down. And they're going to put a 60mm...
A millimetre is like that much.
Uh-huh. So 60 is 6 centimetres, isn't it?
Oh, that isn't much.
Well, 6 centimetres of tarmac, I suppose it is. Let's go down here.
When we were Molly. Doing this walk, we went down here, we did.
When we were doing this walk?
Yeah, me and you just had.
Okay.
We're walking and you were cycling and you were walking Molly.
Okay, that's right.
We went down here and we went like a couple of miles, we did.
Yeah.
So
we're taking in all the sights of autumn now. What can you see that's changed?
Yeah.
Right, what are these things here?
Blueberries.
No.
Blueberries.
No.
Blueberries.
No, you're thinking of gooseberries. No.
Blueberries.
Slowberries. And this is the blackthorn bush here. All of these are black... is that one? Yeah, that's a blackthorn bush. And the slow berries. They're out early again. They were out early last year.
Yeah, it's because it's
slow. S-L-O-E. But you can see red rose hips there, rose hip bush.
Okay.
Slow berries. These are big berries. I'm taking photographs and I'm tweeting them out with the hashtag SH. That's my pre-configured hashtag for Twitter for my shareadventure.com account. And what happens is when I tweet out a picture that's geotagged when I tweet out a picture with the hashtag SH. Then it places that on the shareadventure.com map. And this is old man's beard. This stuff here. Now, when you see old man's beard, it usually signifies the cold. I'm sure it means it's cold. There's cold coming. And that goes with this latest rumour that we're going to have the coldest winter for a long time anyway. Look, there's elderberry there. You see those clusters of... Hang on a minute, that's not elder.
Like in the summer, we had the hottest summer we're ever going to have. Don't see how the weather could change the month.
That's not elder.
Summer, and
all right, let's see. But we're looking at... What are you talking about?
On the radio in spring this year.
Uh-huh. You don't need to say yes, I am listening.
Everybody thought on
Yeah, not really. I wasn't listening. But never mind. Was there a tree there? Was there?
Yeah, and a bed.
We need to take this tree down. Come on over here. Look at these mushrooms.
They're poisonous.
I don't know what they are, love. Oh, more. Oh, there are a lot of them. It means the ground's generally damp. More blackthorn. Look at the size of those slowberries. They're huge. They weren't as big as last year or the year before. So a bit of a rambly boo, but it's a lovely day insofar as the temperature and also someone working in their back garden. the colours on the trees. Come on. And I'm back out with the zoom, hopefully. Now look at this moss. I don't know what type of moss that is. It's very springy. Feel it underfoot. That's not sphagnum moss.
And it's a little bit spiky.
Yeah. I'd wager that it's not actually moss. But look at this lichen here. Look at that.
It feels like the softer version of...
Of what? Well, I think it's an alpine plant. It's not moss. I think it's an alpine. It's a plant that actually... Oh, look at all these mushrooms here. In fact, look at them all here. Something's been eating them. There's a big patch of mushrooms here. Yeah. Well, I felt it already.
Feels.
Shush. Otherwise, you'd be punished with fire. I'll punish you with fire. The flame. The flame will get you. And the leaves are nearly all gone off horse chestnut trees now. Like a mother, so argumentative.
This branch is there.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yes, it's actually quite a big leaf, that, isn't it? This is a bit of a rambly boo, this. You hear me crunching on the beech nut shells. Eat. Buds. There's no buds on these trees, love. Not until next year. Yeah, so going under a couple of beech trees. Actually, these beech trees last year were red. And they're green this year. How was that? Come on, somebody must have an answer for that. I've got photographs of these red beech trees. No. And this year they're green.
Last year they were green in... Sorry.
These, look at the leaves. The leaves are green. You can see the leaves are green now.
But the outside...
Oh my God. You are so argumentative. Oh. 30 minutes of nonsense audio. I say audio boo. I still call it audio boo. Audio boom. It's not very, it doesn't really roll off the tongue, does it? Audio boom. I don't think it sounds very good, that name, does it? Audio boom. Crows. I've been very lazy. I've done nothing this week. Actually, I cleaned Dolly out this morning. All I needed to do was hoover the cockpit where the driver and the passenger sit. Yes, the cab, the cockpit, whatever. I call it the cockpit. Okay. Okay, so I cleaned the inside out, and they cleaned the cooker, bleached all the shower and toilet area in Dolly, swept her out, and also emptied the toilet out, which was a bit minging, because there were more number twos in it than, but you don't need to know that. Actually, what's actually really good about it is... Oh, look at this.
Special
husband. Right, so we're at the base of a tree. An elm tree. And there's these little in memoriam. The tree's been planted. And they've got these little... these little, you know, like, you know, gravestones in the shape of books. Well, these are tiny. They're only about 3 inches wide. Let's take... cannot send tweet. Try again. Okay. These little...
take a picture of every single one of them, because they're all different.
God, what's she like? There are four... special husband. Oh, there's another. There's a plaque on this tree here. This plaque says, Arthur Carrington, good friend and work colleague, sadly missed. 5th of the 4th, 1942 to 31st of the 3rd, 2012. Tweeting these pictures out, sorry. Yeah, there's a car there, a blue Fiat 500. It doesn't appear they know where they're going. These pictures are taking a long time to tweet out, but that's because EE at the minute are having dramas. One of their masts went down. And they replaced it with a mast that was actually faulty, or is actually faulty. So we've got traffic, cellular, you know, calls, voice calls and data. Trying to be rerouted through this one mast that's working. I'm just bending down to pick up some conkers here that are in the... nobody's been along to smash these trees up this year. Do you not remember last year? There was people who have been destroying the trees. It's actually really nice to see horse chestnut shells. Here we go. She clearly doesn't know where she's going. Well, why didn't she stop and ask me? Oh, she's going to go around again. I'm going to take some pictures of horse chestnuts here on the ground. I wonder if she, see if she, let's see if she goes around again. She's driving around this little island. Clearly, Mrs., there's nothing there. Do you know, I've never seen as many conkers as this. There are quite literally a few thousand conkers here. But last year, we had kids that smashed these trees up. Is it?
Yep.
Is it spitting?
Yep. And I haven't got a waterproof coat. Or an umbrella.
I said it wasn't going to rain. Dark sky, you're a liar. Are you sure it's raining?
Well,
I can't feel anything. Yeah. So I'm going to go across the road here. Molly! What is that thing? Please don't say that's a dead body wrapped up. No, it's a number of sandbags, thankfully. Right, should we cross? Right, straight over, Molly. Well, there's a horse chestnut tree with hardly anything on. Here we go. Oh, it is spitting. It is spitting with rain. There's a... sycamore tree there. And the... on the... it's quite funny actually, because the outside leaves are a beautiful gold colour, and on the inside the leaves are still green. There's a postman emptying that box over there. And all the, and the smells of water as well. It's like, it's a cross between decay and the smell of, you know, natural fruits like, no, what are these things here? Well, you call it an app, but I call them rose hip. And I don't know, I don't know what this plant is, but it's producing pink. Well, that's a funny thing. The outside of the plant, the outside of the fruit is pink. So I'm trying to get a picture that's in focus here. No, you're not in focus. Yeah. There we go. And the berries or the seeds on the inside of the pink pods are orange. I'm tweeting all these pictures out here with this hashtag SH, so they'll pin to my map. Now, so we live on Salisbury Plain, and so there's always a lot of troops about, and particularly as we speak, there's a big exercise on, there's a lot of movement, and so I think I saw the range flags up, which means we can only walk so far, which is okay, it'll be enough. So now walking along, and the field on my left is usually a cornfield. It's bare now, obviously, it's been harvested. Oh, should we go down to the ford?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's called 9 Mile River down there, but there are two fords.
I remember because we were on this side and we wanted to be over there, but we were walking this way.
Yeah.
And one time.
What's all this yeah business? I can hear what you're saying. You don't need to confirm it. Or say something asking me to confirm it. Okay? Like that. But I wanted you to confirm it. Do you understand what I mean? So you don't need to say, well, we were walking down the road, yeah, and we were going quite fast, yeah. You don't need to say yeah on the end. There's no requirement.
Yeah.
No, not yeah. Right, we're going to go audio boom. Audio boom. It's audio boom now. Did you know that? It's not called audio boo. It's called audio boom.
What's that green stuff?
Oh, no, it's algae. Get out of there, you. There's a big puddle has been created. Yeah, well, that's quite right. Big puddle's been created. Come on, down this way.
With algae.
Algae. It's not aggie, it's algae. So there's a big puddle being created as a result of vehicles going along the path and down into a dip. And so at this far end, the water is green. I don't think. It's a little bit oily as well.
Oh, it hasn't got algae.
Algae.
It's green up there.
Oh. Ooh, minging. It's like a skin on the top. Minging. Let's go. Right, let's say goodbye for now. We'll record another audio boo in a minute. Because
goodbye.
It's 23 minutes in now and people will be getting bored.
Oh, what's that?
It's a stone. It's a milestone. I think it's quite unusual. Well, I know, but what does it suggest? Look, it's a milestone, right? It's in between two farmers' fields. So there was obviously a main road that went along here at one time, because what it actually says is, I'm sure it says Marlborough that way. I'm sure it does. It's the stone is, it must be about 1.50 meters high.
Ooh, higher than me.
Yeah, it must be.
If we cleaned it.
It's all, yes, I know, I've actually thought about cleaning it tomorrow, to be honest. But it's all covered in algae and whatnot. So you can't see what's carved into it. But there was, when we first came here, I'm sure it says Marlborough, pointing in that direction. Well, you would like to think so. There's a hawthorn here. It's covered in berries. It's beautiful. Yeah, we'll go down here. Walk down the edge of this farmer's field. It's beautiful. Look, this is it's, do you know, I love the, I've kind of missed a bit of autumn, haven't I? We've been away. But I love, because we actually had quite a couple of nice days, didn't we, really? I'm trying to tweet out pictures here. And we are actually getting spots of rain. Oh, we are. I can see that up at Dumbell Copse, which is, how far is that? Dumbell Copse, it's about 1,200 metres as the crow flies in front of me now. I can see that it's drizzling quite heavily up there.
That means if we go that way, or it comes this way,
these little forget-me-nots are still coming out, look.
Does that mean it's still summer?
No, it's far from... Look at these little red ones here. Look, here. They're like tiny little roses, look, tomorrow. I wonder if I can get a picture. Molly! Molly! She goes, what? What? Well, they're clearly not tiny little roses tomorrow.
Maybe they're called tiny roses.
No. Given that they're just millimetres in diameter, I don't think they are. Oh, here comes the drizzle.
Did
it? Okay. Right. Say goodbye to everybody in Audio Boom for now. Oh, there's somebody down there. What's he doing? Is he on a mountain bike? Look left along the path. Green helmet. Yeah, he's on a mountain bike. Okay, we're going. See you shortly. Goodbye.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out.